To Inspire on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Today on the show, we are talking about something big with Laura from To Inspire. We're talking about the end of history. Which sounds dramatic. It sounds almost apocalyptic, Laura, today.
Yes.
Is it as scary as that?
We're getting really heavy. It can be scary. Okay. If we all adopted this mindset, this illusion, it would be quite scary, really, Tom. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. When do we become the final version of ourselves?
The final version of ourselves. So that, to me, suggests you couldn't learn anymore,
right.
Do any more to develop.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think you can ever do any,
right.
Stop doing things to develop and change yourself.
Well, that's the correct answer.
Oh, thank you. Good.
We do have a thing on our courses, actually, where we say there's no wrong or right answers, but there definitely is a right answer with that. But the end of history is an illusion. It's a philosophical concept. It's a socio-political concept. It's a, you know, many, many fields and disciplines have adopted this end of history concept, which is the state at which no more development can take place. So in terms of personal development, which we would be concerned with at To Inspire, and certainly leadership, it would be a version of you that could not be improved.
I personally, and maybe that's just the way I'm wired, think that you can always find something to improve.
Yeah.
So recently, this has popped into my head. So boxing, you can be
right.
The world champion of
yeah.
boxing. Anthony Joshua recently won the world championship of boxing. He could say he's the best in his field, but then he's
yeah.
got to continue
exactly.
fighting. He's got to continue. He's got to retain that.
Exactly, that's the thing. And in using a sports context is great, actually, because we all understand that, we all get that. So Anthony Joshua is the best at his game now. But even now, so a day later or 2 days later or a week later, he has to keep training, he has to keep developing in order to maintain that status. Now, that status might officially last for a year. You know, he might only need to defend his title in another year's time. So like a Wimbledon champion.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't ever stop developing in terms of sports people and sports training and coaching. They're always looking for their weaknesses. They're always, I suppose, working on their weaknesses
yeah.
as well as working on their strengths and maximising their strengths. And so in sporting terms, it's really easy to understand. If you stop developing yourself, well, obviously, you're not going to be top of the pile in a month's time, in 2 months' time, in 6 months' time, certainly not in a year's time. But in terms of personal development, as in interpersonal relationships, as in so-called soft skills, leadership skills and the like, people seem to have a real blind spot about that. And because they're heading up a successful team already, or because they've built a couple of successful teams in the past, or even, you know, every team they've ever been associated with has been successful, it doesn't mean that they cannot develop any further and that they cannot get better. You know, I mean, we've had people come through on our programs recently who have come through because the MD of their business has said that they've got to, because she got a lot out of it and that she wants them all singing to the same tune, I suppose, delivering a very consistent message of leadership. Now, both of those women were incredibly highly thought of by their teams. They both got really good 360 reports, which are the psychological reports and the behavioural reports that we do before. And yet both of them got an amazing amount out of the programme and have really, really developed. And that's because they're what Carol Dweck, Professor Carol Dweck, calls they're in a growth mindset. You know, so someone who doesn't want to develop. So we get plenty of people saying, for example, oh, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get that quite a lot from senior execs. They might be in their mid-50s or early 60s, and they just can't be bothered. They think, oh, no, can't teach an old dog new tricks. But actually, you know, if you adopt this growth mindset, then you are still learning, still learning. I mean, we've had someone through who's 71 recently on our programme.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly, and learned loads of new skills and developed and took it back to his business that he is, you know, planning his exit strategy out of, you know, and developed his people still more and worked in ways that he had never thought of before.
I can see that in the sense that if you've worked at somewhere for a long time and you've been successful and somebody almost comes in and sort of challenges you to say, oh, there might be a different way of doing this.
Yeah.
You see it often with technology. So social media coming in and companies having to embrace social media.
Yeah.
And a lot of people can sometimes be a bit like, well, we didn't need it before. We're still making
Absolutely.
Loads of money.
Yeah.
So I can see why people can be a bit resistant to that. They might see it as a threat to the legacy they've built.
Yeah, definitely. And change is frightening. For people, and certainly for people who are this fixed mindset, which is the opposite of the growth mindset, the mindset that Carol Dweck talks about. Fixed mindset people are people who, if anything goes wrong, they blame it on the circumstances around it. So I've never been able to get a good deputy. I've never been able to delegate properly because they're not capable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't exit my business because they're not ready to step up.
Yeah.
You know, or the banks haven't loaned me the money, so I haven't been able to expand. Or the economy slowed in 2008 and we've never quite recovered from that. You know, so these fixed mindset people tend to blame others and not accept individual responsibility. Whereas growth mindset people think, right, okay, what can I do? How can I make a difference? How can I make it change? And they look for ways to improve.
To inspire action on Stray FM's Business Hub.
So, Tom, how old are you now?
I'm 28.
You're 28?
Yes.
So if my maths serves me well, that is 10 years older than when you were 18.
Correct.
Maths isn't my strong point, but even I can manage that. So can you remember how you felt, how much you thought you knew about the world when you were 18?
I was a big fish.
Were you?
What I look back now as a very small pond.
Well, I don't think you're alone, and it's very honest of you to admit that. This end of history results in a kind of blindness as we get older. So when we're 18, we think we know it all. When we're 28, we think we can look back on ourselves and we can think, what a fool, what an idiot. I didn't know it all then. But then we get to 25 or 30 and we think, oh, well, I do know it all now. So that's okay. And we have this kind of blind spot. So my To Inspire action this month is remember how you were at 18 and how you thought you knew it all. That is how you are now.
Because in 10 years' time, I'll feel exactly the same about 28-year-old
When you're 38, you'll think, yeah, I thought I knew it all at 28.
Oh, how much I've learned in 10 years.
So be open, have a growth mindset, and be open to develop yourself at all ages.
So if you want more of this great kind of advice from To Inspire, you can go to one of their seminars, head to the website, which Laura is
www.toinspire.co.uk, where the two is a
number.
To Inspire on Stray FM's Business Hub.